American muscle is what we're trying to bring back. And hey, that street bike that you're seeing as an everyday street bike, that thing can be on a racetrack and you can have a lot of fun doing it. Hi, this is Benny Carlson with Beggar Racing League number 45, and I'm on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to talk to a guy that is going to be front and center in some of the biggest and best racing happening just north of the border coming up. It is the Beggar Racing League, and one of its biggest stars is the one and only Benny Carlson. Benny, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited for our upcoming event, and it's going to be a great event. A lot of action-packed stuff going on. We want to make sure everyone stops up.
This is a great time for racing fans. You're seeing great crowds. You're seeing great numbers on the TV side, whether it's coming back from the pandemic. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but racing is as strong as ever when it comes to what it is that you're doing, which is kind of breaking new ground, kind of a pioneer in a bunch of ways with the Beggar Racing League. For those people that may be familiar enthusiasts for racing, not as familiar with what you guys are doing, give a little snapshot to the league.
Yeah, so the snapshot of the league is all V-twin racing. So it's all going to be Harley-Davidson Indian, kind of the American muscle is what we're trying to bring back. And what it does is it resonates with the vast majority of the sales within the industry being V-twin, either Harley-Davidsons or Indians that are on the street. And all we're trying to do is just trying to make it relatable for the end consumer that would be standing in the stands or in the pits, and just making it kind of a feel-good grassroots movement of, hey, this is the parts and stuff you can do, and you're more than welcome to come out, participate if you want, eventually in race, and just bring exposure to know that, hey, that street bike that you're seeing as an everyday street bike, that thing can be on a racetrack and you can have a lot of fun doing it.
So Benny, okay. So not often to riders or drivers, you know, that are out there on the track entertaining the masses, you know, they're not always encouraging people to get on the track with them, whether it's to, you know, you don't want extra competition or maybe for safety reasons, right? But you think about these bikes, whether it's the iconic Harley Davidsons that are all over the place or that great name and that history with Indian, that is part of the DNA of the league. Obviously, first and foremost, it's a racing league. It's entertainment. It's for fans, it's motorsports, but there is this end where people can think, not only do I have to watch or can I watch, I can get in on it.
Absolutely. And you know, we start with the baseline class, which is going to be the lightweight twin. That would just be a Sportster. It's a very iconic motorcycle. Harley Davidson's had it in their line for a long time. You can buy a Sportster, you can put some tires on it, maybe put some aftermarket brakes, and for relatively inexpensive, you can come to the Beggar Racing League and you can enter that in a class and race that motorcycle with basically, we do have a school that we offer. We're not offering it this weekend, but you'd be able to take a course, get your learning curves road race license, and you could be on the track next day.
It's crazy. Well, okay, so we're going to have to have some disclaimers, and I'm sure there's a waiver form to sign, but on the racing side of it, and you have been in the top of the podium for races for the Beggar Racing League, one of its biggest stars, and of course, hometown team right up there north of the border in Wisconsin. We've got some Wisconsin roots as well, but talk a little bit about the league. As local as this may feel, right, and this opportunity to see you guys at the Milwaukee Mile, you've been all over the place, whether it's the mountains of Utah, whether it's, you know, the World Center of Racing at Daytona. The league is nationwide.
Yeah, the league is nationwide. Yeah, we ran Salt Lake City, Sonoma. Yeah, we're going to go to Daytona in fall. So it's a series that does run the country. And what we're just trying to do is we're trying to take selective markets like Milwaukee. Obviously, that's a huge one. We take that selective market, we put on a race, and with that, we can make it almost regional as well. So we want to hit the big markets. It's going to be Biketoberfest in October. It's going to be the hometown rally in Milwaukee. And with that, what it does is hopefully brings a lot of fans, gives us a lot of exposure, put on a good event for everybody, and at the end of the day, we see who wins.
So when it comes to the racing side of it, and you don't necessarily think of Harley Davidson as a racing, you think of it as cool, you think of it as one of those iconic brands, and obviously quality, right? And so the workmanship, the motors, you know, everything there is at a high level, but you don't necessarily think of it on the racing side, but it is everywhere. When I think Indian, you know, that name and the history and all that retro stuff comes to mind, but I don't know what that footprint is. So Harley, we know, are everywhere. But for the listeners that may be familiar with, say, Indian, I know what that is. Where are they located? I know out of Minnesota, but they don't have that same network yet, right, that Harley does.
Yeah, I mean, it's a growing brand. Indian is a growing brand, and it's, you know, it's basically a big company that's going to be out of the Minnesota area, and then obviously Harley in Milwaukee. But yeah, so, and they've got some great products as well that fit in, you know, that fit both in in classes that we put together. So like the FS Cup, for instance, is a great class. That's going to be the new Pan America Harley Davidson, and then the FTR 1200 Indian. So what we're trying to do is we're just trying to match those bikes up, get a bunch of aftermarket parts and companies to build products. And at the end of the day, you know, put them on the racetrack and see how they perform. Thus, you know, 6 months, a year down the road, those pieces come to production, and it kind of helps the industry as well from like a grassroots movement. So
let the listeners know we're talking with Bagger Racing League star Benny Carlson. So Benny, let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin. You know, you always think of racing in the South and, you know, maybe California and some other places. Wisconsin really has huge racing roots, whether it's, you know, Slinger Nationals or whether it's Road America and all that kind of stuff. It's a, you know, America's National Park for Speed, and Milwaukee Mile has great history too. Talk about that, being able to bring what it is you do, that passion for racing, for motorsports, right there, have a home game.
Yeah, and motorcycles, to be honest with you, have not been at the iconic Milwaukee Mile since, I believe, from what I know, 1993. So we go from 1993 to now 2022, and we're going to bring the Milwaukee Mile, and it's going to be the event that's going to put on for motorcycles. What has it been, 20 some years, let's say. And with that, I did a safety inspection. I rode the course. My word. That track is smooth. It's cool. It had a ton of grip. So we're excited to put on that race. I think it's going to race extremely well throughout the day. There's going to be plenty of passing, and it's going to be fast for the fans too. So what's going to be even better, the Milwaukee Mile is going to be the first time in a long time where you're going to be able to, as a fan, kind of have like that boxing ring type of environment. So you're going to be able to see, if you're sitting right on the front stretch, you're going to be able to see the whole course. You're not going to miss anything that's going to be happening going on through the Bagger Racing League Labor Day weekend. So that's kind of cool. We're kind of bringing it to this boxing ring kind of environment where you see everything. What better place? Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the grassroots of where Harley Davidson was created. So we're really, really excited. We hope we get a ton of fans.
Before we let you go, we want to mention that too, because the Bagger Racing League, the genesis of it, right, is to really bring all of those fans of those motorcycles and all of the street bike situations that they find themselves in, and bring racing, motorsports, competition, stars like yourself into it. And you're doing that same thing, right? Because in Milwaukee, obviously that's the hometown for Harley Davidson, is with the museum there and with the events, with the homecoming, you're dovetailing that, you know, Iron Horse Hotel. You're going to bring both of those worlds together.
Yeah, we will. So I'm just going to give you a little snapshot of the weekend. We're going to do an Iron Horse kind of meet and greet with some riders. They're there Thursday night before the event. Friday night, we're going to be up at Suburban Motors Harley Davidson in Thiensville, Wisconsin. And then Friday, we're going to do our day, and we're going to have a great Saturday, Sunday race weekend. So we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's actually going to be kind of a 5-day event for Bagger Racing League with some meet and greets at a couple of places. And make sure to check out the website, Instagram, Facebook, on what we have cooking for that weekend. And we look forward to seeing everyone come out.
Thanks so much for what you're doing, Benny. Not only to bring motorsports, motorcycles right back, and all that history happening right up there at the Milwaukee Mile. And as we let you go, for you and social media, do you have ways for fans to be able to get more information and keep up with your adventures?
Yeah, I mean, so I have just Benny Carlson 45 on Instagram on my personal side of things. And then obviously we have the BaggerRacingLeague.com, BRL, Bagger Racing League on Instagram as well. So yeah, make sure to check everything out. Like I said, it's not too hard to find. And if you get a half hour, 40 minutes, you want to check some stuff out, see some racing, man, we'd love to see you.
We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. Everybody, hopefully, head up and see Benny and all the stars of the Bagger Racing League right up there Labor Day weekend. Benny, thanks, and we'll let you get back to it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.